Chase and Big Joe, hour number three, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. Hope you're having a great day so far. We're going to give away our 12 days of Christmas coming up here in just a few minutes. Would Elvis say that it's 12 days of Christmas?
He's like, man, I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I think it's a little song. I read, give me that song one time. I was like, man, I ain't singing that sissy stuff. He said, so I got a problem with this. I mean, I'm being an old man today. These games being on TNT this weekend, like Tulane Ole Miss is on TNT tomorrow.
Why does that bother you?
Why are you not on the big dial? Why not ABC, ESPN? You paid all this money. Why are you putting it on TNT?
A lot of people watch TNT and TBS.
But
they have the NBA. They have hockey.
But why are you giving it to them? You paid all this money to have these games.
I have no idea.
At least tonight, Alabama and Oklahoma is on ABC, ESPN, and going on. And for that, the winner of the Alabama-Oklahoma game plays Indiana in the Rose Bowl on January the 1st.
So wait, which one? The winner of Alabama-Oklahoma?
Uh-huh. Plays Indiana. You know, Indiana's like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah, because Indiana's in the Rose and not Ohio State.
Who beats Indiana, Alabama or Oklahoma?
I think both.
Same.
Yeah. I mean, look, they had a great season. And they beat Ohio State, so credit to them. And maybe they prove everybody wrong and win the whole damn thing. And if they do, more power to them. But show me. I mean, the SEC bias is showing. Show me.
That's fine. What do all these coaches say when they play the SEC schools? They haven't played SEC schools. The speed.
Yeah, it's different.
We did not know the speed, so I do. Oklahoma, for some reason, is just really playing good, tough defensive football, and watch them get beat by 40 tonight. But they're playing Indiana in the Rose Bowl. You know, we don't talk about Texas Tech a lot because we don't see them a lot, but, like, they'll get Oregon next week in the Orange Bowl. Or that's going to be on January the 1st, too, as well. Now, the Orange Bowl's at 11 o'clock January the 1st.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Shouldn't the Rose Bowl be?
The Rose Bowl has some weird thing, you could look it up, where they don't change their time.
Yeah.
They've been like a problem in this the whole time. Like they will not change their time. They will not go night. They will not go morning. They'll go right where they are. I don't know what there's been a big stories about that forever with the Rose Bowl. I don't know. But 11 o'clock. You know, you were too young. Back in the day, here we go, old man. Was like the Cotton Bowl came on like at noon, and then the Rose Bowl be after that. Then at night you had to choose between the Orange and the Sugar.
Yeah.
They're on the same time. You had to choose. What am I going to watch? And usually you'd watch the Sugar because that's the SEC tie-in back in the day. Orange Bowl always had Oklahoma or Nebraska taking on some independent, beating the snot out of them. And then the Sugar Bowl
because didn't like ABC have one and NBC had the other?
Yep. Right. And the Orange Bowl halftime show took 5 hours to do. But then, like, you look back, I mean, the Sugar Bowl, like Georgia and Penn State, Alabama, Barry Cross, goal line stand doing all that. And then Orange Bowl had a few games, too, and they got the Nebraska-Miami game in 83, which is a huge, monumental game, and got Miami winning national championship, and Tom Osborne was denied that. But that was just so complicated, and they're everywhere. It's like that one day you could sit down. Oh, and the Fiesta Bowl was added to the mix later on, too, as well, to do all that. But I get it. Money drives everything now, and I'm really looking forward to this playoff season more than I was last year because I think there's a lot of really – good story. Like, is Indiana going to go far? We don't talk about Texas Tech, even though Chris Childers says they're going to win the whole thing. I think Georgia wins it. They're just so tough right now.
Well, I mean, I think another one, sorry to cut you off.
No.
Ole Miss. I mean, what is Ole Miss going to be without Lane?
That might be the best story.
I mean, I think every matchup has a storyline. James Madison getting in because of the rules, essentially.
So, if they get beat 56-0, what's your immediate reaction?
The committee looks stupid. But to their credit, they were playing by the rules. But that should go away.
But if they hang top and lose by three,
then there's going to be an argument that the group of five belongs. I've told you this. This is what I would do. You decide, okay, we're going to stay at 12, or we're going to be 16, or 24, or 32, or whatever you're going to do. All right?
Hate all that.
Okay. Well, let's just settle on 16. Okay. Let's say 16 is a good number.
Right.
Right. You decide it's going to be 16. Well, then the group of five is going to have a 16-team playoff as well. And you have the group of five do their thing. You have the power four do their thing. And you'd be done with it. No more of this, oh, they get a seat at the table. Because nine times out of ten, they're going to lose 56-0. And it's not going to be competitive. And then you're going to have those kids like hanging their head. And it's like, okay, well, you know what? You're a really good team. And if you had your own damn playoff, you'd probably win the whole thing. But no, everybody want to make you feel good. And you go play with the big boys and you get your ass kicked.
So if group of five does this best of 16, bowls are done.
You figure out how to incorporate that.
So like the Gasparilla Bowl right now being
could
Memphis.
Be a play. Could be the could Memphis. Well, not that either one of these teams would be in it, but Memphis, NC State.
Memphis group of five. You know? NC State's not. Yeah, I get it. I don't know. I just
look, and I know people are gonna complain about that too, but like it's absolute BS that two group of five teams got into the playoff. It just is.
So by adding more teams, you're adding teams that aren't going to win the national championship. We went to this the other day.
You've already done that, Joe.
No, I'm talking in the Power Four. If you add more teams, these teams you add aren't going to win the national championship.
Okay.
They're not.
But the games are going to be better than having Oregon, James Madison.
Okay.
Now watch James Madison will win by three.
Well, of course they're, because we're talking about it. But you add, do you think, all right, do you think Ole Miss could win the national championship?
No.
Miami?
No.
A&M?
Yes.
Okay. A&M's ranked seventh going into this.
Yep.
You think Indiana could win the national championship?
I do, but like there's so much unknown.
So you look at, eighth is Alabama. You think they could win the national championship?
I mean, I'm going to say yes because they're Alabama. Right. They're ninth. Okay. Eighth is Oklahoma.
Okay, not right. So 10 is Miami.
Look, this I'll answer this question for you. James Madison, no. Oregon, maybe. Texas Tech, no freaking idea.
Right.
But I'm going to say probably not.
Okay.
Alabama and Oklahoma, both yes. Indiana, not a great idea, but I'll say yes. They're the number one team and they beat Ohio State. Tulane, no. Ole Miss, no. Georgia, yes. Miami, no. Texas A&M, yes. Ohio State, yes.
So let me ask you this. Don't get mad at me. You take James Madison out and put in Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt win the national championship?
No, but look, black and gold bias aside, I probably would have put Notre Dame in.
Okay. Could they win the national championship?
Probably not.
All right. Yeah. So the thing is, we add more teams. You're not – it's cute. It's cute when 2 beats 15. It's cute when 1 beats 16.
But do you agree with me that the group of five needs their own thing?
Yes, but it'll never happen.
I think it will happen.
It won't because nobody cares about it. I'm telling you, nobody cares
okay.
about it.
All right.
I care about
you. I'll play devil's advocate.
You're not a good actor.
I'll play devil's advocate.
I saw you act today. You weren't very good. We have to talk about that.
Okay. When we come back, I got an argument for you. 615-737-1025. And Clay and Kenny will get to your calls next. Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game.
Welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show. Appreciate whatever friend of mine has signed me up for HIMS text messages. I will find you, and I will end you. Is that what we do now? Is that like the equivalent of prank calling back in the day, is to sign your friends up for HIMS? Dr. Crane, energy or your performance fading? This male reset signal may be the key. All right. So is it one of you guys back there? Well done. I'll find you. I will search out and find you.
It was not me.
Reply stop to end. I will do stop to end that as well. You know, prank calling back in the day was fun until they had caller ID. Then it became what, star 70?
Star 67.
Star 60, yeah. Star 67. And then that got even better. And then they figured out star 67, and then you couldn't prank call anybody anymore.
And ding-dong ditching is not the same anymore either. Everybody's got a ring camera.
That, and then I'm going to get shot.
That too.
I'm not going to do that. There's no way I would. There's no way I would roll your house, knock on your door, any of that today.
I think the only time you can ding-dong ditch would be Halloween, because everybody's always dinging on your
I'm not
your
doing any
door.
Of that. It's different. I knock on your door and take off running down the street, then Mr. Frazier's chasing me with a 12 gauge. I am not doing that at all. It was fun back in the day, but I'm not doing that now. I was just telling them somebody is has spammed me with hymns text messaging.
Oh, nice.
So if you need a mail reset, then I got a text message for you.
Mail reset.
So I love it. Okay. Oh, you guys are beautiful. Oh. 6 days out for Christmas, man. We got this.
Yeah, we're close.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Let's go to the phones, and then I'll continue arguing with you because it's fun. Kenny the Mailman. Kenny, what's up?
Chase, can I help you out a second, buddy?
Absolutely.
You were going down memory lane. I love hearing it. And while you were doing that, Joe was taking shots at your coach, sort of whispering, you like Gladiator movies? Do you like Turkish prison? Joe, you can't slip airplane references in on us old people.
Well, Chase was in a zone telling that story. I thought I could get by him. Get one
I
or two
know,
by him.
That's nope. Why I was trying to help him. He didn't flinch or anything. I'm going, oh, no.
I didn't. I mean, I've seen Airplane, but I didn't get it.
I helped you out, brother.
Well, now, Kenny, you always have my back.
I need y'all to help me out because I'm in an old man zone. Y'all know how much I love Vanderbilt, and this season has been just an absolute dream season. I never thought I'd see him win 10 games. That's almost two or three seasons of winning, and even the losses were great. There were no 48-3 games.
Right.
They had a guy finish second in the country in the Heisman Award, the greatest award that ever had a player win, and they had a lot of snippets that night, good videos and showing. And I wake up the next morning to a lot of people told me to let it go, but it just bothered me so much, the text messages and the just, you know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
Pavia.
Oh, the Instagram posts and all that stuff.
And I mean, it was just so vile and ugly. And I know people said, nobody got killed. It wasn't a wreck or anything. And he wound up saying he was sorry. But, you know, sometimes there's times in life where there's consequences to what you say. And would y'all advise him? I mean, to me, that's almost like you don't start the bowl game. Or maybe he should donate. I don't know if Indiana University has a hospital with the school. But you got to do more than just say you're sorry. Because that was the one moment that Vandy had in the spotlight. And it just, you know, I know a lot of people have told me to let it go, but it was just such bad timing and just, it's like shooting yourself in the foot.
I agree with you, but here's my thing. Oh, God, don't hate me for this. He didn't get a DUI. It wasn't domestic assault. I mean, there is nothing to say that you can't play or start the game. I get it. He was a jackass for saying all that, and I was disappointed in all that stuff after we sat on the show for 2 weeks and said how great of a player he was. But I don't think you penalize him on the field. He just ran his mouth. I mean, he's being an idiot. So I don't think you should penalize him on the field for anything. That's me. I wouldn't. I'd have a long talk with him, but it's not like he committed a crime.
Right, and I understand that. I guess it's six one way and half a dozen right. of another. But I've told my boys all the time in life, and say, hey, we don't have a lot. Don't go out and ruin your name because yes. that followed you for so long. And you just sort of got bad touch. But, oh, I'm still going to root for him and eat my popcorn while I watch the game.
There you go, buddy.
Amen to that.
Y'all have a great day and no more airplane references, Joe.
No promises. Thanks, Kenny. Appreciate you. Kenny the Mailman. Who's next? Let's go Clay. Hi, Clay.
Chase, were you a high school basketball star? I heard that about shooting free throws earlier.
I was a high school basketball manager. That's what I was.
Okay. Big Joe talking about...
Yeah, go ahead.
Talking about... chasing somebody with a 12 gauge, would you like to chase me with a 12 gauge?
No, I would not. Why would I do that? I'm just saying you can't do things in 2025 you did in 1985. You just, it's a different time now.
I like, wanted to talk
like
about.
Like chase people with a 12 gauge.
Yeah. Like when you ran that lady into the bushes at the Hilton that one night? Yes. Because you're on your phone and not paying attention to your prime passenger in the back seat, me? Yes.
With the bowl game coming up, I've been thinking about this, guys. In my opinion, this is by far the best team Vanderbilt's ever had. Granted, the team in 2012, the team in 2013 that had, James Franklin's coach, Jordan Matthews on the team. I think if they played in Vanderbilt Stadium, either one of those teams, 12 or 13, against this team, I think they beat them by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's a very weird comparison, have teams play each other like that. I just think in this day and age, they go 10-2, and with everybody being so competitive, the job Clark Lee did is going to be talked about for generations.
I'm looking forward to Cole Spence being more of a part of the offense, because I tell you what this guy has done this year that really isn't noticed. That guy is a beast blocking on the edge, because many times, he and Eli are in the game at the same time, but when they run wide or, throw a screen or something like that,
Cole Spence.
Cole Spence is a beast out there blocking on the edge. But, I'm looking forward to him being more part of the offense with Eli not playing. I think he is making the right decision, because he just got, too much at stake, because he's going to be a high draft pick. So I have no problem with him not playing in the bowl game. I'm sure he'll be there with the team. But
Eli Stowers isn't playing?
Yeah, Eli's not playing in the bowl game.
I didn't know this.
I didn't know they had made a decision yet. I knew it was kind of a possibility.
I had no idea. Clay, the other night I was out with 6 football coaches. 2 had played against Vanderbilt this year, and all we talked to, or they talked about, this was the fastest Vanderbilt football team that they've ever put on the field. In the history of Vanderbilt football, this was the fastest football team that ever put on the field, and the speed was something a lot of teams were underestimating at Vanderbilt, and that's why they would jump down on teams and had nice, like LSU talked about, they had no idea that Vanderbilt was that fast. Speed always wins.
And that's why I think Vanderbilt beats Iowa, because more times than not, guys, over the years, when the SEC plays the Big Ten, to me, Big Ten is more about power football. The SEC is about speed. Speed wins out.
I wish Stowers was playing.
I just looked it up. Everything I'm seeing is he hadn't decided yet.
Clay, why are you doing that to me? Calling here, making those things. I'm gonna run you in the bushes.
Boys, have a fabulous weekend. You're the best.
You too. Right. See you, Clay.
By the way, Memphis has now done 21-0.
Yeah, they're not playing well. Jack, what's up, Jack?
How you fellas doing?
We're good.
So I've got my spur-of-the-moment story, but I got a quick aside because I know Joe just loves this.
Okay, go ahead.
So I know he loves to listen to my turn signal. So my wife thinks that's a horse going by. I don't know why. Anyway, so I'm playing in a band outside Houston. We go to 2:00, knock off, go around to Denny's, come out of Denny's about 3:30, me and the drummer. You sleepy? Nah, I'm not sleepy. Well, we hadn't had any luck in the wife for a night department. I said, well, what do you want to do? And he said, hey, you want to go to Galveston? I said, sure. So we jump in the car, go down the Gulf Freeway, about an hour, get to Galveston. I said, I know just what we're going to do. I went down to the shrimp boat docks, found a boat that had just came in. Those guys shucked 3 pints of fresh oysters for me.
They what? They
shucked three.
Okay. Make sure I heard that correctly.
Yeah, shucked 3 pints of fresh oysters into those little paper cans for us. They got plenty of ice, so they iced up our cooler. We beat it for an all-night grocery store, got a case of beer, couple of boxes of crackers and a bottle of cocktail sauce, and I was sitting on the beach at 6:30 watching the sun come up in my folding chair, eating fresh raw oysters with a cold beer, and I thought to myself, it is never going to get any better than this.
What year was this?
Oh, gosh, this would have had to be 75, 76, somewhere in there.
Were you playing with anybody famous? Like, were you down there with Buffett?
No. No, just I grew up in the Houston area, and it was just a local bar.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Which that's mostly what that's what I spent most of my life doing, playing. Not everything from really nice places to those places your mama warned you about.
That's a good story, and that's watch it. I'm telling you, watching the sun come up is massively underrated in life. We should all do that as much as we can.
And sitting on a beach and doing it.
Oh, now you got me on a beach right now mentally, so thank you.
Yeah. Well, listen, Merry Christmas and the best of it all to all of you guys, and we'll catch you down the road somewhere.
All right, appreciate you, brother. Thank you,
Jack. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Good stuff there. 615-737-1025. We'll come back with more on this Friday. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. You feeling good, Joe? You like this?
It's an awesome song. It's an awesome song. Jimmy Webb wrote this. Galveston.
That's a good
one. By Glenn Campbell.
Yeah.
You are an old man. You're a beautiful old man there, 27-year-old Dr. Crane.
Thank you very much.
If we're going to go Glenn Campbell, a little Wichita lineman is what I'm looking for.
Is this a Vietnam War song, I think?
Maybe.
But it's an awesome song.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really get to meet Glenn Campbell, but when I worked at an elderly home, a senior living, he was you know, staying there. So,
Hold on. You worked at assisted living? What did you do?
For service hours.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Glenn Campbell was a resident.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't all with it, but said hi.
Yeah.
That's good, man. Good for
that's
you.
That's cool.
Big heart. Is that the Catholic service thing you guys got to do?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Service hours, senior year of high school. But I also did it throughout grade school, too. So.
Did you get paid doing that stuff?
No. That's the whole point of service.
You have a very altruistic heart. Meanwhile, I'm just a big old fat, dumb Donaldson guy who's lucky to get out of bed every morning.
No, you help out that Thanksgiving thing with your friend out there at the Don's Cafe.
I'm a small, 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 small part of that. Big part of your, though. Big part of your life. That's important.
So we have this texter that, like, looking back at old texts, all he has texted is just hate for Diego Pavia.
Okay.
Like, it's very clear this guy does not like Diego Pavia. And so, like, he just sent, like, 5-6 straight texts about idiot Pavia or whatever. So the one before that, he sent, like, a book, and I'm going to assume this is Adam Vingan that replied that said, I ain't reading all that. I'm happy for you, though, or sorry that happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's what I've decided to do when we get textures like this. Because I did this to Ricky one time, and it just made him laugh. Like, when I just don't want to deal with it, I'm just going to type ended. It's over. Done.
Right?
Ended.
But am I wrong? I mean, about Diego? I mean, you guys all – and Kenny, I love you, man. And I don't know, you know, some have said – I've heard that from others, like he should be suspended to play or drive or the first quarter. I mean, what did he do wrong? He committed no crime.
Right. He committed no crime. He's never committed a crime. He's been, you know, the problem is.
He's a punk.
He runs his mouth. Sometimes he backs it up. Sometimes he doesn't. He was a sore loser. And look, I got a problem with it. I mean, I lost respect. Like, he's got to work on that. Like, I think there's a way to win and there's a way to lose.
Right.
And, you know, I think you got to do both with class. Not being an ass.
Yeah.
And that's what he was.
And everybody came, because I tagged you in the picture. I'm like, hey, he didn't win. He came in second. I tagged you and me in this picture. We took it at SEC Media Days with Diego Pavia. I said, hey, we're still proud of our guy. He came in second. And then all the stuff happened.
Right.
And then wake up Sunday morning to, I don't know, dozens and dozens of tweets back to us like, you're proud now. You're as dumb as he is. I'm like, what happened? I was like, oh, man.
But here's the deal. And look, I say this is not the first time I've said this. It's real easy to be a big man or a big woman behind a keyboard. Like, you know, half the crap that people text or say to us about stuff like that, you know, bitching and moaning, they wouldn't say to your face.
No,
and
that's
and
fine.
It's just like Diego is a polarizing figure. I can sit here and still say that I liked him and what he did for Vanderbilt, but I can also say that I'm disappointed in how he handled things.
There you go. That's it.
Both things can be true.
You're right.
But we live in this world today where, oh, you make one mistake, damn you. You're the devil.
Yeah, again.
But I'm not going to actually say it. I'm just going to type it. Again, I'm typing in a tweet and on a TikTok.
He did nothing wrong with regards to legality, nothing of that nature. So, I mean, he should be able to play.
Now you've turned me into an old man.
Well, I just hate.
Damn you and your TikTok and your Instaface and Twitters.
Right. Well, you know he's got the best TikTok.
Back in my day, Twitters were what you. Never mind.
Well, you know he's got the best TikTok in town. We know this.
It's Big Joe, dude.
Yeah, it's our award winning, good Lord. And all that. No, and
Twitter's what a bird does.
And it's fine. I mean, but, you know, and then I hope Stowers plays. Oh, Pavia plays. Oh, it's a great day. One last rodeo and all that, what's going on. And we'll see what happens. But by no means should he be benched for one play or one. If they did that, you have to bench half the National Football League.
Yeah.
Like Puka Nacua making, he did not know he made an anti-Semite hand signal. He had no idea. He had no idea.
No clue.
And everybody wanted to throw him, like, suspend him.
Let me ask. Okay. I'm gonna throw this back real quick. 20 years.
Okay.
Or more. Do you remember what Steve McNair used to do when he would score a touchdown? Or make a big play.
The Q Dog.
Yeah. But it was, wasn't it for his fraternity?
Yeah, the Q Dog.
Which is a black fraternity, yeah, right?
Absolutely.
And that was fine. But so many other people did it because they thought, like I did it as a kid because I thought, oh, that's Steve McNair's celebration. I had no idea what it was.
Jesus, a Q Dog.
Well, that's my point.
Right.
But
right,
like,
I get it.
Nowadays, if, you know, like, even if you're innocent and don't know what something means, it's like, you're a terrible person. How dare you?
Does the dab qualify in this territory?
Maybe.
I mean, that was a simple, you know, whatever. I had to show you how to do it. Like you didn't know what it was. I don't know.
I didn't even know it was called the Q-Dog.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I mean,
but you may remember there was a radio personality in this town that – did that on a billboard and got a bunch of crap for it.
Did he? I don't remember this.
Yeah, I'll tell you off the air who it was. But
okay.
Yeah. But it's like, I didn't know.
Wow.
You know, like a lot of people didn't know.
Right.
Just Steve McNair did it. It was like, that was his celebration.
I mean, so there'd be all kind of guys suspended. Left and right. No.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. Love Justin and Greenbrier's text is great. The cancel squad and politeness police that everyone has turned into on social media has gone too far. Chill out, people, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly.
It's true.
Like the Tracy Bird song. I mean, sticks and stones.
And one texter thought when I was talking about a radio host on a billboard, I was referencing Duncan Stewart when he lived on the billboard
because of the UT thing.
No, this was different. Yep.
Yes.
Well, with that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays.
Okay, first on the list, not Albert Einstein. Holly Day is today, you know, spread all that.
What's her engineer's name?
It is Holly. She does a good job around here.
She sure does.
Look for an evergreen day, so evergreen tree, evergreen content, however you interpret
well
it.
Well done.
National Emo Day, so shout out to the emos. National Hard Candy Day, candy canes. National Oatmeal Muffin Day.
Yeah. Delicious.
Love a good oatmeal muffin.
National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. And last but not least, Underdog Day.
Oh.
There is no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Isn't that for some segment you used to do?
It is. It's a very popular segment.
It's your favorite, Joe.
You and one other person hate it.
Oh, my God.
But that's fine. Memphis just scored, so that was good.
24-7. All right, time for celebrity birthdays.
The same person that hates this segment. So.
Oh, I'm in great company.
Subscribe.
I love it. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Chase, in honor of your day, you get to go first. How old is Kevin McHale, former Boston Celtic?
What was his nickname? Didn't he have a nickname?
Not that I remember.
I thought it... I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of something. Kevin McHale, I'm going to say 73.
68.
That's it.
Nice.
Dr. Crane, how old is Randall McDaniel, former Minnesota Viking, Arizona State All-American, also
on
the playoff committee?
Hang on. Kevin, this is not what I was thinking of. But it says he earned the nickname, quote, the torture chamber for his exceptional footwork and wide array of post moves, which made him nearly impossible to guard one-on-one.
I've never heard of that with him.
Dominique Wilkins famously called him a man with 1,000 moves. That's Kevin McDaniel.
That's you when you used to be a stripper. Randall McDaniel.
Is that like Ronald McDonald?
Randall McDaniel.
I thought you were joking. Okay.
Is one of the best offensive guards of all time. He's on the College Football Playoff Committee.
61.
62.
He's 61 exactly.
Nice. Okay.
You're up 3-0, Dr. Crane. All right, Chase.
Fart around and get up 3-0.
Tom Gugliotta, former basketball player at Maryland. And I know this guy because I used to play fantasy basketball, and he was a badass for me. Tom Gugliotta.
64.
60.
56. Disappointed, Dr. Crane. You didn't get that name. Dr. Crane, you're up now. Warren Sapp.
Warren Sapp. 57.
I'm going to say 53.
53, exactly. It's now 3-2. I like this. Chase, how old is Jake Plummer? Former Arizona State Denver Bronco quarterback Jake Plummer.
56.
48.
51. Dr. Crane, Bobby Brady, Mike Lookinland from the Brady Bunch. How old is he? He's the youngest boy.
71.
67.
65. We're tied at 3. Love this. Chase, Flashdance, Jennifer Beals. How old is Jennifer Beals? Beals.
Referenced in the Hanukkah song.
That's right.
And yes, her – never mind. I'm going to say, let's see, Flashdance was what, 80?
57.
62. Wow. I saw that mouse in your head working.
It was.
He was going fast.
Then he passed out because it was too much.
Dr. Crane, who's the boss? Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano is 58.
56.
53. Chase McCabe. Jill Jelinek's boyfriend, Jake Gyllenhaal. He looks just like him. How old is Jake Gyllenhaal today?
50.
48.
45. All right, speed run. Here we go. Chase, how old is Venus Flytrap? Tim Reed from WKRP in Cincinnati. How old is Tim Reed?
74.
73.
81. Dr. Crane, musician John McEwen from Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. I think that's Steve Martin's best friend.
Yep.
How old's John McEwen?
72.
75.
80. Chase, how old's country singer Janie Fricke? Oh, man. Remember Miss Fricke?
84.
80.
78. We're tied at 3. I'm liking this.
Oh, he just got 2.
80. That's right. 4-3. My bad. Good job on that.
Honor system.
That's
right.
Thank you.
I like it. You're a good man. Dr. Crane, actor Robert McNaughton, the oldest brother in E.T.
52. 53. 59.
Chase, magician Chris Angel.
57.
51.
58. We're tied at 4. This is good on a Friday. Dr. Crane, how – all right, this is the last one. Dr. Crane, how old is Paulina Gretzky?
It's Wayne Gretzky's daughter, right?
Yep.
Married to Dustin Johnson.
Yep.
You got all the credentials.
You're
here.
You're right.
Let's go for it, buddy. Let's tied at 4.
30. I'm going 30.
Okay.
35.
At the buzzer, none other than Chase McCabe. She is 37. He wins 5-4. Down 3-0. He rallies and wins 5-4.
Battled back.
Can't
baby.
Keep a good man down. You've tried, Dr. Crane. I don't know why you keep fighting a battle you're losing.
They call me the Washington Generals.
little battle back and forth. That is going to do it for us, our last full week of 2025.
Crazy.
Have a great weekend. Get your Christmas shopping finished. Or don't. I don't know.
Just do what you need to do to get it done. Hey, listen, again, we are so thankful for everybody who's been on this ride with us for 2.5 years on the mental health journey. Again, so grateful to all the men who have reached out. We tell you every day, man, that we need you here, right? We need you here. Sometimes we understand the road is bumpy, but your journey is a beautiful journey. And you got people that love you. You got people that depend on you. You got people out there that smile when they think about your name. You walk into a room, you light up the room because you are beautiful. Know that. If you need to talk, please reach out to us. We're always here. We're always willing to talk to you. We'll talk to you any time of the day to let you know how much we love you. And more importantly, more than anything else in this world, please know that God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll, DVD coming your way next here on 102.5 The Game.